By any objective standard, Dan Marino was a success. But that question has to be answered by the individual, because only the individual knows whether he or she has the inner peace that comes with success. Many people want to know what goes on in the locker room after a championship win or loss. I don't let cameras into the locker room after the game. Win or lose, that's our time as a team, and I don't feel that we need to have it recorded. It's recorded in our hearts, and that's enough. After our loss to Louisiana State University in the BCS National Championship game in January 2008, I remember expressing how proud I was of all my players. I was proud of their accomplishments throughout the season. I couldn't help but think back on all the hard work and preparation it had taken to get to that game in New Orleans. There were a lot of people who never thought we would play for the championship that year. I didn't say much about that during the season because I knew our guys believed we would be there. They had great faith in our team and ignored the talk. I mostly told them how proud I was to be part of that team, how hard I thought they had played and prepared, and how well they had represented Ohio State that night. At times like that, you talk a little from the heart about your appreciation for those guys who won't be back. It's their last game as a Buckeye, and that's tough. The interesting thing about the media is that they're always asking questions about this moment or that moment and what happened when we were all together. But it's not about a moment. The other coaches and I didn't have to pontificate about how we felt about those guys and how much we appreciated them, because every day since training camp, we had been reinforcing that. We didn't have to make the big speech, because we'd been pouring our lives into those players for 4 or 5 years, and the players had been responding to us every day. Success is an everyday proposition. It isn't defined by a championship game or the day you get your diploma, get drafted by an NFL team, make the big sale, land the account of a lifetime, or get your law degree. Don't get me wrong, those are great days, and we should celebrate those accomplishments. But the key to a successful life is in the journey and the process. It's that emphasis on the journey to success that we work on each day, step by step. I know that sports writers want something earth-shaking to write about, to describe that moment with our team when we're together and the emotions are high. Those reporters want to let the reader get a glimpse inside the locker room. But the truth is, there was a lot that went into those moments of celebration or grief, a lot that happened long before those locker room moments. To me, the process is what's most fun in football.